Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
Paradigm Shift. It's episode 495, and we have plugins for hide and seek, email automation, stopping the brutality, mobile content, image control, live chat, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever-lovely...
Overall.
What?
Amber Overall.
There you go. You might have had your mic cut out for a second there.
No, did it cut out? Oh, too bad.
That's life. All right, we have the usual great show for you today, but of course, a couple of quick things for you. The countdown to episode 500 is definitely here. Only four more episodes to go. And just a quick reminder, we are now in the 44th week of 2 weeks to flatten the curve from the Rona. Wow, it's amazing how 2 equals 44. The greatest scam ever perpetrated on the entire world all at once. We are now also in the new Biden era. What shall it bring? Seems like it means violence in Seattle and Portland, but nothing on the M5M about that. At any rate, we got great appreciation out there to the No Agenda Show for their inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
Before I get too far started down this, oh, I got to make mention, this is a value-for-value show, and I do look forward to everyone producing some value back for this show. Before I get too far down the path, I want you to hang around at the end of the show for the Q&A segment with Amber. That Q&A segment is split in two. Part of it goes to those of you listening to the podcast. The other part, you can only catch it on the YouTube channel, so you got to go catch the rest of it there. And you will enjoy it, so make sure you get in there. Go check it all out. So without much further ado, oh dear, it went disappeared on me again. There it is.
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
This is number 3 of 52 episodes for 2021. It's episode 495, and things outside are getting all revved up and ready to go. The conspiracy theorists, such as myself, are practically drowning in all the theories out there right now. And the meatheads who think they are in charge are creating an absolutely exquisite knot from all the strings they are trying to pull at once. Eventually, those strings will just need to be cut free, and it will be interesting to see how the dolls fall. But in the meantime, we get an excellent first row seat to the most amusing carnival show I think I have ever had the opportunity to witness. We are lucky indeed to be living in the here and now. It's the best show ever if you look around and watch what's happening.
Oh, absolutely.
Every once in a while, though, I recommend that you go into a little place of your own where you can tune out for a while. It can be anywhere. A blanket thrown over your couch to build a fort, in your bed with your door closed, and a do not disturb sign or a sock on your door, or even in your car. Get into a space all your own. Throw on some music and grab a book, or even throw on an audiobook and grab a drink. Kick back and breathe. Try to get there at least once a week, more if you can.
Oh.
If you have kids?
Go ahead. I'm just commenting from the peanut gallery.
If you have kids, let them know that they should only bother you if they are broken, dying, or bleeding for one whole hour. Make your area comfy for you and try to remove all internet and radio with news hours while zoning out. Try to let go of everything outside of your control and work on pestering those you know and care about to get their own zone out spaces started. Rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Absolutely. My brain flipped right out into other places. So yes.
What are you cackling about?
I'm cackling to myself because I can. No, there's no other reason behind it here. You know, it's good to know. It's good to know that, you know, you're where's my computer? There it is. Oh, there it is. Computer froze. Don't know why. Okay. Let's just move this right along here before I make a bigger mess of things. It is time. We do have some news. Let's move along to the news segment of the show.
Before we do that, Hendian, I think we should all be permanent residents.
Please be quiet.
Shut up!
Thank you.
There we go.
And now the WordPress news with John Overall.
That was well done. You were trying to talk over this being shut up there.
I was. I didn't even hear it.
Oh, you didn't even hear it?
That's weird. No.
We're having some issues here today then. Welcome to Technical Issue Thursday. All right. Well, this week here, we do have some news for you and a couple of interesting bits of news. First off, we've got something that has been in the works for some time for WordPress, and this is the multi-theming system. It's been a decade-long wait for grandchild themes and themeless templates. I'm not even sure what they mean by themeless templates, but I do understand the grandchild theme concept. If you've been around WordPress for any length of time, you will have encountered the child theme concept, which is very useful. It was very useful when it was first invented because what it allowed was it allowed someone to develop all the core files for a theme that would eventually get updated as things improved. And then you could develop a child theme, which basically depended upon all those core child themes, but all the custom functionality and custom CSS and any other custom pages you would make would be inside your child theme. So when the parent theme got updated, nothing would change on your child theme. I had it happen once before I started using child themes. I'd done customizations, they updated the theme on me, and poof, everything I had customized vanished in a heartbeat because it just overwrote it all. But what they've come up with now is grandchild themes. And what that's for is, along with this industry of themes being created, there's become a smaller industry of themes being created on child themes, based upon child themes, which depend on a parent theme. So now they allow for child theming systems in there. Really interesting piece of information. If you're doing theming development or work and this impacts you, you might want to go check this out.
I kind of got stuck.
I did not talk
to
you, Siri. Fuck off. For some reason, Siri was doing God's work, how Anderson Park went. It's what it kicked up there. I have no idea why. I gotta figure out why Siri's even turned on my iPad. My bloody children, I'm sure. All right.
Yeah, talk about technical issues today. Wow.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what word I just used in that. I'm gonna have to listen back to the show to figure out how I even triggered Siri. That was really weird. All right. So, you got any comments on that article? Sorry.
Well, I understand the child templates, but I don't understand the grandparent.
Grandchild.
Or the grandchild. I don't understand what that means.
It's the same thing as child. It's one generation down.
So it's just an older child theme.
No, it's the grandchild theme, which depends on the parent. It's like children depend on their parents, and their parents dependent on the grandparents their parents. So it's basically the same sort of idea.
Oh, it's more levels.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, it's more levels down.
Okay.
All right. Next article we got for you here is a 16-step checklist for securing your WordPress website. Now, this is a pretty good article, and it's something, if you're working out securing your website, you're doing it all yourself, you'll want to go check this article out because it gives you lots of things you can do to harden the security on your WordPress website. I'm not going to go through it all, but I did skim through the article, and there are a lot of good tips in here for things for you to do on your website.
Ask, are they saying you should do all these things all at the same time, or just giving you 16 different things to check out?
There are things that you should look at to make sure that they're done. There are different things to secure on your website. There's a lot of stuff to secure on a website, to secure up a website.
Yes, I've been learning about the amount of security issues.
Yeah. Hey, the next one we got here is 10 best WordPress automations to make your life easier. And these are plugins to automate your WordPress website. Now, I don't fully agree with all of these plugins, but there's a couple in here that are useful. The Google Analytics dashboard by Monster Insights is kind of nice. The Activity Campaign, Gravity Forms, Rank Math, most certainly. CoSchedule, I've never used. Smush, I do use regularly. Akismet, I would never recommend Akismet. It's the biggest piece of crap out there. Hummingbird Pro, Tito, Easy Updates. Easy Updates Manager is definitely one to use. It helps you manage the updates and the damn auto updates that are forced down your throat. And we'll talk a little bit more about this later. This is a really good article to go through. Most of these are highly recommended for websites if you're looking for some automation stuff.
I don't know a bunch of these. I looked them up a bit, and so far, a lot of them seem really cool. I mean, the only one I really know is Rank Math.
Yeah. Well, Rank Math is my preferred SEO plugin now. I quit using Yoast. Go ahead. You really like having?
Everything in a list like this makes it easier to look it up and learn about it.
Yep. It does help. All right. Now, here we go. Just a little touch on. Yes, we're in the Biden era, and WhiteHouse.gov has chosen WordPress to continue for the WhiteHouse.gov website. And they've left a little treat for those that like to read code. If you go in there, go read the paid source. If you're looking for a job, right here in their code, they've got a little thing. If you're reading this, we need your help building back better. I'm beginning to wonder if that's like a... it's some dude named Ben just having a stab at life. But there's a website you can go to apply for a job to help build back better.
That's awesome, actually.
So, and it's only there for those that like to recode, Ben. And I did catch it in an article, but I also like to, whenever I catch something like this, I want to go read and see what plugins and other things they're using, because you can find all that information out by reading the code in here. You can find out what fonts they use, what assets they use, all kinds of stuff. You can find out just by reading the code that's put out. So there's something really fun for those. All right, here's something that I've made a lot about over the years. And recently I talked about it a couple of shows back. And this is a really good article that someone did here, and Eric Kardavak did. And that was talking about, without user consent, the ethical dilemma for WordPress plugin developers. And in particular, he's talking about a plugin that he has installed, switched on the auto updates for him. And of course, what had happened? The auto updates broke his websites that he used it on. So again, as I say, don't have auto updates on. Sooner or later, they're going to break your website. It's guaranteed. There has never been a time with auto updates on that the plugin has not broken my website. And it might be now, it might be later, it might be a couple of years, and it's usually at the most inopportune time. And when I go read this article, it's a really good one. If you're a developer, you know, I understand the security problem of keeping the updates automated, but there's the problem of people need their websites to stay functioning to make their living, to communicate with people, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, leave it up to them. That's their problem, is keeping their own security, not your problem. Your problem is securing the plugin, not forcing it down someone's throat.
Is there any way to turn off the automatic update if it is upgraded in such a way that it has auto update
Probably.
Turned on?
Probably. There's the one plugin that's listed in that list we just went through, the Auto Updates Manager plugin. Yeah. That usually overrides any settings for all plugins and themes to prevent them from auto updating. That's one of the reasons why I use that plugin a lot, is it helps you turn off all the automation updates.
Nice.
Hey, the next one I've got is around security again, and this is a DDoS protection guide and how to protect your site from attacks. Now, DDoS is a separate type of attack from a brute force attack, and the reasons for these are varied. Usually it's somebody out there having fun, but at your expense, and they're just throwing so much traffic at your site that your server can't handle it and it crashes to the floor, or your website crashes to the floor, or your hosting provider says, yeah, we got to shut you down for a little while until we can mitigate your bloody DDoS attack. And it could be something as simple as you pissed somebody off one time. So this is a really good guide to help you set up the protections you need and to help alleviate DDoS attacks on your website or to mitigate them down to a minimal aspect. Go read this article over. It can definitely help you out in that aspect.
Definitely well-written article here. It explains things that I didn't even think to ask. I like that.
Okay, WordPress security. This is the final piece of news we got for you today. This is an ultimate guide from iThemes on setting up your WordPress security. I've only skimmed through this, so I haven't seen it all, but they've got a lot of stuff in here. They've got 10 sections and all the things you'll want to look at for securing up your website. So if you're working through your security on your website, make sure you check out this article here because it could help you out, make you look at things you hadn't thought about doing. All right. Well, that's enough of the news for today. Let's go in and talk about donor support. That's where we need another jingle. We need another jingle for donor support. That would be kind of cool. All right. Donor support. This show being a value for value model. Okay. We don't have advertising. Well, I might take it if someone brings it along, but I've tried advertising in the past and dealing with advertisers was such a nightmare. They basically wanted me to bend in ways I didn't want to bend. And some of them really had some odd ways of trying to pay me. They wanted to pay me through some really strange system. No, buddy, I need a check. Check, PayPal, cash. All works good. Not this odd system you've got there that's not going to get me cash. And it wasn't even Bitcoin. Bitcoin I might have took. But at any rate, value for value. If you're getting any value out of this show, if it saves you 5 minutes, if it helps you find a new plugin, if it does something different for you, provide some value back. And that value can be anything. You know, one of the best things we need, of course, is...
We just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Just send your cash. My pipe went out. There we go. Pipe's working again. All right. And so cash helps, but you can also help us out by providing us with artwork. There's things on the website that still need to be taken care of that I haven't got around to yet. If you'd like to support us by helping out with the website, hey, we'll bring you right in and help us out there. Other things you can do for us is, of course, artwork. And we do have several artists now. We have 3 artists at least, but this week's artwork comes to us from Danielle Piaz, and it's a really cool piece of artwork. It fits right into the changing paradigm we're in, although he'd labeled it the block paradox, but it's still kind of cool. It's a guy stuck in a blocked up room trying to get out to a crashed ship. It's just an interesting piece of art, and I've not quite figured it out. If you want to see a sneak preview, you got to be watching on the YouTube channel and you can take a look at the artwork because it gets on display while I'm talking about it. Or when the show comes out, I change the artwork each and every episode because of all the fine artists we have. And they've got me a nice slew of art now to choose from that'll carry me for several weeks. But I'm always looking for new art because you never know how I'm going to feel when I'm doing this all up and what artwork strikes me for the title that gets created. So anyway, that's one of the great things you can do for us. The other thing is you can become an executive producer, as we mentioned. Just send your cash. All those who come in $50 or over get a note read out. Links to their show notes. Got none of those this week. But a big thank you out there to those on small subscription. We got a few $10 ones. Those really help out. They don't put any money in our pockets, but every little bit helps offset it. What does help is those of you who have hired me because you've been listening to the podcast. Thank you very much. That is as good as supporting the show. So thank you very much for that. And if any of you out there would like to be acknowledged here, I will happily do that. But I don't normally call out my clients out on the show. And one last thing, I am still pimping out my daughter. If you want to see her pretty little mug in the live stream, it is now up to $400. Told you the price is going up, folks. And until that happens, the price will continue to go up. At the rate it's going, she'll never be live. Although someone may go out there and start a GoFundMe page to make her mug live. That would be entertaining.
That would be pretty cool, actually.
That could actually be entertaining. That could be a viral thing. That would bring us lots of traffic. So you can donate to the show. Just go to wppluginsa2z.com/donate. Submit artwork over at the art generator. And submit articles, news, information, plugins, suggestions, and more. Anything you'd like to do, help us out. Reach out to us through the contact form on the page. Another quick thing here. In February, we are going to be having a second giveaway contest for you to enter. This one is going to be a hide-and-seek style contest. And it's going to be in addition to our regular contest. And my marketing coordinator is planning this all out. And we will have more information for you as it comes up. Blah, 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 blah. I can talk. I really can. I'm getting better at it. You know, the more I practice, the better I get at talking. All right, it is time to head off into the meat and potatoes of the show, into the depths of plug-in depravity, what everyone comes here to witness. All right, it is plug-in time. And of course, Classic Press Options. I don't really have anything for Classic Press Options this week. I'm still kind of behind on Classic Press, not doing anything there. I did some work on it, but I've had to since back down on it because I'm stuck in the WordPress world. But there is stuff, information on the in the notes that'll lead you off to the Classic Press forums, Classic Press Net, etc. Let's dive into the plugins we have. Now, the first one I have for you today was sent in to us by Nikola Baldikov. You know what's funny is I practiced pronouncing that this morning. I got it, nailed it. But for some reason, I get on the show and I just, my tongue goes, you can't talk anymore. Anyway, thanks, Nikola. And the plugin sent in to us is called Boris Live Chat. Bro6. Yeah, Bro6. You should separate the words out, dude. Put a hyphen in there. Bro6. Hey, Bro6. Live chat. All right, there we go. Now I got it. Bro6 live chat. And this is what he had to say about the plugin. He's like, use the WordPress live chat plugin by Bro6 to add live chat support to your WordPress website quickly and effortlessly. Provide instant communication with on-site visitors and customers and enable a prompt resolution to their questions or concerns. Increase your sales and build stronger customer relationships with a fully functional WordPress live chat plugin. Chat with website visitors from the convenience of a desktop application on your computer, a mobile application on your phone or tablet, or a web application on any browser. The benefits, Bro6 Live Chat allows you to engage directly with your customers and website guests. It's simple to set up and easily integrates into your website. The Live Chat plugin is an integrated feature in Bro6 private team communication networks. Through the Bro6 Live Chat plugin, you can improve your customer support, accessibility, easily monitor live chat agents, communications, boost your sales and client conversions, and much more. Wow, that's a pretty decent piece of sales pitch there. So anyway,
sure is.
Go check this one out. I haven't checked it out. I've just sort of brought it in, and because they're sent to me, I don't have time to check everything, but it's important. People take the time to submit them. I want to get them submitted out and get them put out for everyone. If you're looking for a chat plugin, this may be one for you to go check out. You know, currently, I'm going to give it a 4 Dragon rating based upon his sales pitch and what I can see off of their website and the other things. So go check this plugin out. It's the Bro6 Live Chat. Wow.
So the first one I've got is specific content for mobile. I found this for one of the sites that I'm working on right now, and it's actually really cool and it works really well. What it does is you can my brain just completely
see, it's contagious.
Died. It is. It's all your fault. Okay. So
well, don't worry. I'll just trim that out in post editing.
Yeah, right. So this plugin is actually pretty new. It's got less than 10 activations, but I can definitely see it going places. Once you install and activate it, you wind up having the option added to your main page post in your admin page where you can click on the different ones to work on. There's a new option of create mobile version. And from there, it's no different from a regular setting up of any page or post. What it does is it creates a version that is just for mobile. So you can recreate your page in that mobile thing for whatever page you desire. And it doesn't have any redirects required. There's no excess metadata, and it's all synced automatically. This works with any theme, does not require a different URL. Once you have set up the mobile version of whichever page or post, it will only show up on mobiles instead of grabbing the changed version that most themes make for mobiles. It grabs this instead when people are going to check it out. And if you are into coding, it does offer up a glimpse on the information page of how this does what it does through the coding. It's pretty cool for those who enjoy looking at that. I definitely recommend people trying this out, and I would love to hear back about what you think about it. And it's a total freebie at this time, may not be forever, but it is right now. And it's, I really like it so far. I rate this at 5 dragons.
Very cool. Sounds like an interesting usable plugin.
Yeah.
All righty. The next one I have for you is another one that was sent in to us. And this one was sent in by Steve Spink. And it is called Guard Giant. And it is a brute force protection stop brute force attack plugin. And it's a plugin to help you alleviate and stop login attempts, security for login. It's got a security audit log in it to see what's happening with it. And this is basically what he had to say about it. I thought you may be interested in a new plugin that provides trusted devices functionality in the same way as Google, Facebook, etc. Now, this is a really cool piece of functionality that's being added to it then. When a genuine user makes a successful login to their account using their mobile phone, tablet, or computer, GuardGiant starts treating their device as trusted. The user can then receive notifications when someone logs in from new unrecognized device. A much better way to prevent brute force attacks than limit login type suggested. So yeah, this could be a cool thing. And although I'm not overly fond of that fact that they're grabbing a serial number from your computer or your phone to be the trusted device, but it is what it is. At any rate, it does look like an interesting new addition to the brute force protections in the WordPress field. It's one of the first ones I've seen using the trusted device stuff. So at any rate, if you're looking for a plugin, you don't have one, or you're looking to switch, go check out this one. Thanks a lot, Steve. And I give this one a 4 dragon rating.
Seems to be becoming a bit of a theme for this kind of plugin, because I've seen that in quite a few plugins lately that I've been looking through.
Oh, have you? I haven't been looking for security plugins in a long time, so I haven't noticed. But the trusted device is a useful thing.
It is, and I've got a couple of things that I go to and that I'm part of that have that trusted device thing too. So actually, I like it a lot more. So the next one I've got is called MailMage. This awesomely named plugin, besides being new and fresh off the press, is about setting up automations to help out with your site. It's all about WooCommerce. So it's what it does is things like recovering abandoned WooCommerce carts, sending out WooCommerce emails, and follow up WooCommerce emails. Why do I have such a hard time with that word?
I don't know.
I think this could be very handy for running an online shop. I like that they are mixing together the retrieval of abandoned cart with the automation of emails to be sent out.
Yeah.
Settings are easy to understand. Each item you create to happen is created by trigger events of your choosing. Well, kind of your choosing. You choose a trigger event from a drop-down list, but the drop-down list is fairly large. So, I wasn't able to check this out long term. I was only able to check it out to see how the settings and everything are. So I only rate it at 4 dragons.
Cool. Yeah, it's a pretty common thing with WooCommerce. If you're running a WooCommerce store, is to set up something to recover abandoned carts. It's a way what it is to when people start to fill out, like I do it all the time, and every once in a while I get an email, hey, you've left a bunch of stuff in your shopping cart. Do you want it? Because what you do is you start filling out the form, you get your email in, and you go, I'll wait till later and do this, and then you forget about it, or you close the window and you just move on and go, you know, I really don't need that stuff right now. It's money I shouldn't spend, whatever the reasons may be. it grabs your email because you've already put it in the form, and then what it does is it waits X amount of hours or days and says, hey, send them an email and say, hey, did you really want this stuff? We still got it in your cart for you. Come buy it. And by doing that, it generally increases the sales. That's one of the biggest ways to increase your sales on an e-store. Because there's a lot of people go there that start filling out information, or they might find that your shopping cart is more complex than they wanted to deal with. Maybe you have too many steps to the end, which some of them do. So can be a really great tool. Okay, the final one I've got for you here is another one that was sent in by one of our great listeners or people doing research on how to market their plugins. It was sent in by Sandeep Gatipati, and it's called WordPress. It's called ThumbLink, and ThumbLink is a plugin to help you automatically create thumbnails for all of your blog posts and helps make your links look better. And here's what he had to say about it. ThumbLink automatically creates thumbnails for all your blog posts to make your links look better. A link to your WordPress site on a platform like Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn is often the first interaction you have with a visitor. Every link's thumbnail is 3 times larger than its text preview. If it looks ugly or unmaintained, your page loses a potential visitor. ThumbLink automatically generates these thumbnails by taking a screenshot of every page. Oh, that's kind of useful. So it takes a screenshot of your page and it makes a thumbnail out of that, and then that's what's sent off with the link. So it's kind of sounds like an interesting plugin. I haven't tried anything like this. I remember using something like this years ago, and it worked very well, but the technology failed or the developers abandoned it. I don't remember what occurred to it, but I had to quit using it. But it's something to look into if you're looking to doing some marketing stuff. So check this one out. It's called ThumbLink, and based upon the info given, I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
I got asked, though, does it take like a picture of like the post itself, or does it take a picture that's on your page?
It says it takes a screenshot of your page. So whatever, basically, when you look in a browser at your website, whatever's above the fold, whatever you see that page first load, the first load of the page, whatever loads in the page within that window, that's basically what it does.
Okay, well, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So the last one I've got here is show hide content at set time. This is a pretty neat one. It's been around for a while. I don't know if you've already covered it or not.
Yeah, years ago. I think Marcus reviewed this one.
I think it's a pretty cool idea. You just wrap whatever content you're looking for to have on only for a certain amount of time. You wrap that in this code that they give you, and it'll make it appear, disappear, stay on there for a period of time, or randomly appear for a certain amount of time, then vanish on its own. I think it's a really good idea if you are doing any kind of... my brain is just not fully here today. Sorry.
No, we can go chase it down. It's out there somewhere.
So any content that you wish to have up for only a certain amount of time?
Okay.
I had to save all the short code because I don't like if you have the know-how on the short code, then it's pretty easy because it's pretty simple. It's just time and date start, time and date stop, and it's written out like regular CSS. But I can't remember all that, so I had to save all of the code that they give in the description area so I can just copy and paste. It's like the one drawback. I think they should have all that in the plugin itself somewhere. I couldn't find it though.
Nice.
So I do rate this at 5 Dragons. It is also still free.
Cool. Yeah, I remember it was years ago, and I think Marcus reviewed it, but one of the things he used it for was he was setting up a website for a brick and mortar store, and set it up so that it would show their hours open and closed, and it would show an open and close sign, and that using this plugin, it turned on the open or close sign, depending on what needed for the store. There's lots of cool things you can use it for. I think I might have used it for displaying and hiding content at a certain time too, at different times. So great plugin. Oh. And I do recall it, show hide content. It's like if you search back, it's probably way back in our file somewhere. Still there?
Yeah, I was reading Hemdian's thing here. For mobile content, I have a code snippet added to functions PHP that creates desktop only and mobile only shortcodes.
Yeah.
Also, the mobile detect plugin excludes iPads from being treated as mobile. I like that.
Mm. Lots of cool stuff. Hey, Hemdian, you're supposed to go send us some plugins, man. Go submit those plugins so we can get them on the show. We'll give you full credit for it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what we got here. This show currently brought to you by...
Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting. Providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high-quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down.
Absolutely. High-quality hosting, man. I don't have that many spots left in my servers, so you better grab them while they're available. All right, and contest. Guess what, folks?
It's a contest. WordPress plugins from A to Z. Go!
We have a jingle. Thanks a lot out there to our producers, Brandon and Good Times. I think that's the name. I'll have to go look it up and get proper credit in the next show. I know it's in my head, but it's sort of erased. But we asked for a jingle. We got a jingle, a nice professionally recorded jingle. Thanks a lot, guys. I'm just thrilled. It is so cool that we're getting our own jingles and clips for this show. And I don't have to steal as many. It's more fun this way. So thank you very much. So we do have a contest. And, of course, I do want to thank Charlie for coming to the aid of the show and getting our contest all organized up. That's a fair chunk of work, folks. And I want to thank all the developers for supporting the show with their plug-in donations. Now, I do want to have a note out here. For those of you listening to the show, getting this far into it, and you know the contests exist, enter the contests. You know, participate in them. It can be... not distracting, distraught. It can be, what's the word I'm looking for? It can be a downer, you know, when you work so hard to get the contest out and then we don't get very many entries into the contest. It goes up and down. I understand people participate. They don't, I don't really need that plugin. Why enter? Enter anyway. Maybe you can use it later or who knows. Just to let us know that people's listening to them. Participate in a contest. It just makes us feel like the work is more worthwhile. If it feels like we're not getting any, it's not doing any good, nobody cares, nobody wants to enter the contest, then we'll just do away with them. I mean, it's a fair chunk of work. We have to write the developers, negotiate with developers, get the contest in, you have to write them up, you have to get the images together. There's a lot of work that goes into doing this, which is why we went for so much time without the contest, because I never had the time. But of course, we've got somebody who's volunteered the time, but we want to make it so it's worthwhile for you folks. So enter the contests. So that's what all I've got to do there. Now, we do have a winner from last week's contest, the ultimate license for WP Admin Pages. So the winner is Brian Holder. So congratulations, Brian. You have won that. You got to reach back out to me with the email that was sent to you to verify that that was a legitimate email, and then we will get the license sent to you. Hey, this week, what do we have for you? We have another... That's the other thing, folks. These licenses, these aren't just 1 year. Many of these licenses we're giving are unlimited lifetime licenses. These are expensive licenses. And we even had one developer who created the license just for us. Think about that.
Amazing.
I mean, many of these plugins are $50, $80, $100 a year. If you win one of these unlimited lifetime licenses, that means unlimited websites, use it for lifetime, free, no payments. That could save you hundreds or thousands of dollars if you won. Think about that. All right, back to this. All right, unlimited lifetime license for Happy Files.
HappyFiles.oh. Happy Files Pro is lets you create, manage an unlimited number of media folders. The free version is limited to a maximum of 10 media folders. And this is an unlimited lifetime license valued at $59. So go check this one out. I don't know if I've ever reviewed this. It sounds like one that I might have reviewed at one point because it helps you manage your media files by putting them into folders so you can categorize them and deal with them. You know, this one here is another great, great license that you can win. Oh, I did a review with the Happy. Look at this. I love how I get this information put in here for me because so many things happen. Back in episode 463, Life in Paradise, we did an unbiased review of the Happy Files Pro on 463. So I did review it. So at any rate, go check out the review in episode 463 of the show. So I didn't interview the guy. I did a review of the plugin. All right. So at least there's that there. Helps me out. All right. So let your friends know about the giveaways and good luck to everyone. Nothing? Okay.
No, all right. I don't have anything to say. Sorry.
All right. Well, that wraps this. We've got the plugins I covered up in this show was the Bro 6 Live Chat, which I gave a 4 to, the WordPress Brute Force Protection Stop Brute Force Attacks, which I gave a 4 to, and the Thumb Link, which I gave a 4 to.
And I covered Specific Content for Mobile, which I gave a 5, Mail Mage, which I gave a 4, and Show Hide Content at Set Time, which I gave a 5 to.
Okay, and just so a quick reminders before we get into the Q&A, because halfway through the Q&A, we play the outgoing credits, and then we continue the show live on YouTube for the other half of the Q&A segment with Amber. All right, so a couple of quick reminders. There's no meetups planned at the moment, so I'll get back to you on those when they're happening. But we do have something else cool happening. If you're not getting enough of hearing me and Amber chat and talk, you can join us on our new podcast and live stream over at theroguestavern.com. Just go to theroguestavern.live, and you can catch us every Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. Pacific time when we're live. Or if you want to find out more, just go download the podcast, subscribe to the show from there, or find out what else the Rogues Tavern is up to. If you're interested in being on an interview show or a guest host, just go to wppluginsa-z.com/interviews and join us as a guest host or sign up for a separate interview show. Okay, and that is it. So it is time for...
It's question and answer time.
With Amber.
So if anyone out there has questions they'd like to have answered, the questions they'd like to ask, send them to me at amber@wppro.ca and we'll stick them in here. I'll ask them and he'll answer them.
Yep, do the best I can to answer them anyway.
You got more information in that noggin of yours than you realize.
Yeah, so they tell me.
It's accessing it. It's a problem.
That's the problem. The file system in there is as organized as my file system on my computer sometimes.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
Uh-huh.
So, first question here is, when you are hooked up to the internet at home, there is the Wi-Fi and the landline. If I am understanding correctly, by using the landline on your computer, you're sort of on a different wave from those using Wi-Fi. Can you explain that a bit better to me?
Okay, well, let me start out by first defining the terms here for you so you have the correct term of usage. You got Wi-Fi correct, but it's not it's not a landline. Landline is your telephone. Landline, it should be direct cabling or Ethernet cabled. Direct.
But doesn't that count as landline because it plugs into the wall?
There's no telephone to it. Your modem plugs into the wall.
Okay.
Your computer cable doesn't plug into the wall. It plugs into the modem or it plugs into a router. You know,
okay.
So that's the terms there. The other term here is not wave, but network. You've got networks, not waves.
Why was I thinking wave? I don't know. For some reason, it stuck in my head as a wave.
I don't know. I just thought I'd want to get the terms clear before I start to explain things. Okay, so Wi-Fi and Ethernet. Connection, hard cabled, hard coded, or hard connected, as it's often called.
hardwired, as it's often called. Okay.
Hardwired. Okay.
And what you're looking at there, yes, they are two different networks inside your modem. There's ways to make them talk to each other, but on the whole, they're two separate networks. They're isolated. I use it as a way to keep my kids out of my network for my computers. I put them on the Wi-Fi, and I'm hardwired, so they can't get to my computers. So when they do something stupid on their computers, it doesn't impact me. That's the biggest thing, is I need to keep it separate. But if you've got everybody wired into the same router or modem, hardwired to the computer, one computer has a problem, it can impact everything on the network. So what you're, the reason for it, the other reason for it is hardwire transmits data at about 2 to 3 times the speed of Wi-Fi. Even though Wi-Fi is very fast now, it's still not nearly as fast as hardwired cabling. So it helps with your speed. I don't like Wi-Fi for doing anything that depends on high speed because it slows things down. Now, it's gotten better over the last few years. It was more noticeable, say, 5, 10 years ago. 10 years ago, it was seriously noticeable. You know, 5 years ago, it was still noticeable. Now, it's not as noticeable with the higher speed 5G or faux 5G because most 5G you have on these things is not true 5G yet. But it's coming, and aside from microwaving our brains, the 5G is going to increase internet speeds, although there'll have to be an antenna every 50 feet to transmit it, because the 5G is a very short wavelength, short radio wave. So does that help explain it?
Yeah, it does. I definitely have a better understanding. Thank you.
Okay.
Second question is, I've heard about the issues with Zoom and other VidChats like them. Can I ask you to explain more plainly for me what's going on and why it's a bad idea to use them?
Okay, well, it's may not be as bad an idea. I still don't trust Zoom. They've lost all trust I even gave them. Other video platforms, I don't know of any others except for I use GoToMeeting myself, and I've used the a major provider. I've used a couple of different ones. Zoom, I kind of started to use initially, but I found it was buggy and glitchy when I used it, so I set it back aside. And then when we had the Rona attack and everybody went to doing everything online, for some reason, everyone defaulted to Zoom. Though not really some reason, the reason everyone defaulted to Zoom because it was free. And of course, they had almost zero security in the beginning. You know, everyone was bombing in on the Zoom meetings because all you had to do was type in a number after the Zoom address, and you could suddenly show up in somebody's meeting. You could be in somebody's meeting, and people were showing up there with porn and other things to make the meetings more entertaining. And also, people were stealing the meetings because they weren't secured. There was this massive amount of security. And then there were some zero-day security flaws in Zoom, which allowed people to attack your computer. So, like, their security flaws in the beginning were so severe that I literally just banned it on my networks, banned it in my house. School kept trying to say, join the Zoom. And I said, I'm sorry, I banned it from my house. It's not allowed on any computer in my house. You know, so the kids couldn't do anything that required Zoom. It's like, well, there's other communications, telephone, email, whatever. You'll have to use something else besides Zoom. So that's why I didn't like Zoom. And they may have fixed those. I've heard they have, but I don't trust them. I've lost all faith in their ability to do anything. So I won't go back to their product. I went back to using GoToMeeting, which I've been using for about 15 years. Very good, solid platform. Problem is, it costs money. Well, I don't mind paying the money each month if I'm getting a good, solid platform. I've always found that if I'm paying for the software, as long as it's good, solid software, I'm happy with it. And I don't mind paying for it because that gives you that gives them more of an incentive to make sure it works better. But when it's free, the biggest thing about free, if it's free, you're the product. It's been that way forever. Anyone who thinks they're not giving away information to Zoom when they're getting it for free is crazy. Zoom's collecting tons of information. They're probably siphoning off the conversations and using it to help build an AI somewhere. And I bet that's buried in all of the 200 pages of not restrictions. What's that bloody thing you can you sign every time? You know, I agree to your terms of service and their terms of service. Apple has FaceTime. Yeah, I've used FaceTime too. FaceTime is okay. FaceTime is a more direct one-to-one versus Zoom. And Skype, MDN's like back in the day, there was Skype. Yeah, well, that's because after Microsoft bought it, they pretty much crushed it. I still use Skype from time to time, but it's nowhere near as good as it is. And MS Teams, somebody tried to draw me into that, and it's like, yeah, I really don't want to. So yeah, there's quite a few in there. Yes, user agreement. So in the user agreements, they make you sign. It's like if you try to read them, you'll be there for 2-3 hours. It's like reading a novel. You know, there's a lot of words in there. I mean, and to prove the point, I'll never forget what this company did in 1999 to prove the point that nobody ever reads these agreements, is they put a paragraph in the very center of their agreement one time that said to the first 10 people that actually read this paragraph and contact our company, we'll give you $10,000.
Oh, wow.
And they had over 100,000 downloads, installs, and approvals of the agreement of their particular product, and one person claimed the 10 grand.
Wow.
So that tells you how many people read it.
Yeah.
Can't remember the company that did that, but I thought it was funny as hell. But at any rate, that's basically what it is. And basically the problem with the chats is it's all about security, is what it boils down to. Security for your computer systems, the data you're transmitting, and other things around it. So that was a problem with Zoom and the other vid chats.
And there's no real way to get around that, is there?
Not if it's a bad plugin or program to begin with. The only way around it is to use something else.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So
I've got two more questions.
Ask your next question, and we will do our outro. And for those of you listening on the podcast download, you'll have to come back to YouTube to catch the next couple of questions. So ask your next question there.
Can you explain to me why having hard-coded things like your header and footer on your site is not a good idea in this day and age?
Absolutely. So we're going to let my girl take us out of here, and I will enjoy my shot.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to
good
your
stuff.
Inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.